Obviously, we have judicial trials to determine what's innocent, but the public usually doesn't give a damn about that and all the niceties. They consider that legal loopholes. I had a chance to talk to a man from death row who had been proven to be factually innocent of the murder. But the public would not consider him innocent because he was condemned by a practice common in Philadelphia. He was a drug dealer. And in Philadelphia, when there's a drug-related murder, what the cops do is frame a known drug dealer because they are framing somebody they know the public will not perceive as innocent. And that is common. And he thought, well, this is, you know, I should have known this when I started dealing drugs, that there's always a risk that you get framed for a death penalty. And in his particular case, he was exonerated, ultimately, and freed. We must be careful about what we think is as innocence. Tookie Williams protests his innocence. I do not know the evidence well enough to know whether he is or is not factually innocent of the particular crimes of which he was convicted. I do know that by public perception, he is not innocent because he was guilty of organizing gang violence. So what we have to do is say, well, does it matter? Yes, it matters. And among the reasons it matters is because he illustrates so dramatically and compellingly and inspiringly the wrong, the evil of executing a good man today because he was a bad man yesterday. As a lawyer or an ex-lawyer, as a person in the legal community, I am concerned about questions of due process. But as a human being, I rally with all of you to be concerned about issues of basic humanity. And to do that, we must end the death penalty for the innocent and guilty alike. Thank you.